Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333. Thank you for coming back to this channel to listen to the things that the Lord has been showing me through words, dreams, messages, and warnings. Today, I do have quite a lot to share with you concerning 2024. I started praying about 2024 a month ago during December, and the Lord started giving me quite a few things, more than He normally gives me for the new year. I have three messages, I have a couple of words, and I have a dream. So please hang in there long enough to hear all of that, especially the third message, which is at the very end. I also want to mention that I have a new prayer coordinator. She is a lovely Christian woman who has volunteered to help me with the prayer requests. I do have a prayer team of over 50 people, and she is going to be taking all your prayer requests and sending it to the prayer teams. So if you have a prayer request, then please go ahead and write it out exactly how you want it to look for the prayers, so we can pray exactly what your need is. And then you can send it to her. I will have her email, and that will be in the description box down below under prayer requests. So please send your prayer requests to her, and like I said, I will then get it out to the prayer team. Now, if you have just any questions or any thoughts or comments, you can write them directly to me, and that will be under the contact page. So you'll see contact down below in the description box. It'll say contact. That goes directly to me, so feel free if you have any questions or thoughts or comments or anything else that you'd like to add. I would love to hear from you. All right, let's get started. First, I want to start with the words that I received. Now, please take these to the Lord for your own confirmation and for a further understanding, especially the messages, because you might need to read them two or three times. I will have the blog link, the transcript down below in the blog. So sometimes the Lord will give dual meanings of the things that He gives me. Sometimes it's just not one thing, it's dual meanings. That's why I say pray for your own understanding, for further understanding. All right, so first I heard this. These are the words I heard. The first three words I heard concerning 2024 is this. I heard the word unravel. And if you look it up in the dictionary, unravel means to undo or separate. And then I heard the word unhinge. And that means to separate, to disconnect, to confuse, or to disrupt. And then I heard this. I heard, they will try to keep it together, but they will not be able to contain it. I'll say it again. They will try to keep it together, but they will not be able to contain it. And what I believe what the Lord was trying to say there is that there's a lot of things, as we all know, that we are facing in so many different areas of our lives right now. And they're going to try to hold it together so nothing really awful happens, but things are going to get away from them. I'm talking about the powers that be, that is. All right, so now I want to read just the highlights from one of the first messages that I received concerning 2024. I'm just going to read them one after the other. There's one, two, three, four, five, six little ones. Here it is. First, I heard that we're going to be seeing an increase and intensity of the things that we saw in 2023. So everything that we saw last year, it's still here, but it's only going to intensify. I then heard that the food supply is going to be affected even more, and it's going to be sparse in some areas. There's going to be food problems in some areas, but there are also going to be pockets of plenty in others. Then I heard when winter is over that things are going to start intensifying. When winter is over, I'm not sure exactly what date that is. I think it's sometime in March. I should have looked that up. But I heard that when winter is over, then we're going to see an escalation of things. I also heard that by the end of the year, things are going to be far worse than the beginning. I heard that there's going to be wave after wave. that is going to hit trying to knock things down. And I wasn't given specifically what, but I'm assuming it's like things of our economy, the war, the pestilences, things like that. So wave after wave is going to come trying to knock things down. Then I heard that we are to prepare, that his people are to prepare as best as you can. And I'm going to read a little bit more about that in a moment. And that we are to trust the Lord for the rest. So we are to prepare both physically and spiritually, but we are also to trust in the Lord. He's going to take care of his own. But we are to do the things that we can do right now. And then I heard that out of this chaos that's coming is going to be a new system. All right, next I want to read to you a dream that I got. It was a very short dream. And in this dream, the first scene, I was visiting a friend at her home. And she had a lot of children. And she lived in a big house. And the first part of the dream was me just visiting her as a friend in this house. However, I knew that she was moving. In the second scene, I then go visit her at her new home. However, it was far from her first home. And I don't remember exactly, but I knew that it took a while to get to this place, to her new home. And I knew that I was going to have to spend the night somewhere because it was so far away from, I guess, where I lived. I'm not sure. And when I got to her new home, I noticed that it was much smaller than the first one. But when I saw her, we fellowshiped in the Lord, and she seemed perfectly happy and content with what she had. And she asked me if I wanted to spend the night there. And I looked around, and I knew that there probably wasn't enough room for me to spend the night because she had all these children, a large family. And I asked her, I said, does she actually have room for me? And she said, well, I only have 3 bedrooms for all these children, but we will make it work out. And she just reassured me that it would be just fine if I stayed the night. And that was the end of this strange dream. And when I woke up, I did not have a clue what that meant. And I started praying about it, and then the Lord gave me a message, and after which I'm about to read to you right now. And after I received the message, I understood the interpretation of the dream. I understood that there is going to be people that are going to be moving to different locations, and it might not be exactly what they wanted or expected, but it would still meet their needs. So let me go ahead and read to you what I heard right after I woke up from this dream. I heard this. I heard that the Lord is calling his people to get into place. That's what I heard, into place for what is coming soon. I heard for some, they need to get out of the cities to a place where they can grow food and be more self-sufficient. And then I heard this. I heard violence, pestilence, and then I heard a failing economy. The warnings have gone out in many ways through many of my people. Those who have listened will fare better than those who didn't. I warn my own to get in a better position, to be in a better place than before. This is why it is so important to cultivate a closer walk with me so that you can hear my voice and directions. Then you will not go your own way, but my way. It is my will, my perfect will, which you need to be seeking now with all of your heart. Being at the right place at the right time is very important in this upcoming year. There is only a little time left to do this, and then it will become too difficult. Remember that my plans for you don't always look like what you think. Just like the Israelites that had to go into the desert to escape the slavery and captivity from the Egyptians, so shall it be again for many. The wilderness was not the ideal place for them, but it was the necessary place. Find my perfect will, take refuge in me, and let me hide you under the shelter of my wings. I will be your strong tower. My people are scattered. This is the work of the enemy who has brought division in their midst. Unity is now needed within my body, a coming together with the same mind and thought for the purpose of my kingdom. where two or more are gathered, I am there, and I will hear their prayers as they walk in my name and in obedience and faith. This is the call for the new year. Prepare. Prepare your hearts, your lives, your family, and your families for what is coming. Excuse me. Do not be lazy or indifferent. Do not be cowardly or afraid. Find strength in me and ask for heavenly wisdom. And that was the end of the message that the Lord gave me after that dream. Now I want to read very quickly a couple really powerful scriptures that go with that. Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are kept safe. In Isaiah 32, it says this, then justice will dwell in the wilderness and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. The work of righteousness will be peace and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. My people will dwell in peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet, restful places. Though hail comes down on the forest and the city is brought low in humiliation. And the last one I'm going to read before I read to you my third message is this. This is from Isaiah 43. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. All right, now I'm going to read to you a message that I got on New Year's Eve. And I believe it's concerning 2024 as well. Here's the message. Amidst all the darkness that is now becoming so pervasive, there will be a move of my spirit. My spirit will be poured out and many will receive the living waters to renew, refresh, and revive. I'm going to say that again. My spirit will be poured out and many will receive the living waters to renew, refresh, and revive. Many will return to the fount and will find salvation. Though judgments will be poured out, my grace and truth will also prevail. My spirit will be poured out on all flesh as the last end time harvest comes. It will counteract the work of Satan and will draw many back to me. Your foe, Satan, does not have the last say. I do. He is a mere puppet in my hands, being used for my purposes ultimately. He is sent to expose the hearts of men, which will separate, will then separate the goats from the sheep. He is allowed to test the world of their intentions and their hearts, much like when Job was tested. And with every test, I will provide a way of escape for those who seek it. The harvest will become plentiful in some areas, and my laborers need to be ready at all times to be able to give an account of me. Many of the hard-hearted will become changed and will enter into the second birth. Be ready to help and assist. Many will be looking for answers as their world falls apart. However, those who have planted their feet secure on the rock will not be moved and will not falter. When the storm rages, their foundation will be left intact and standing. They will not be overcome because they are rooted in me. Great darkness will not extinguish the light, for my light will shine brightly through my precious ones who walk according to my word. Let your light shine before men as a testimony to my love, my grace, and my truth to all mankind. And that was the end of the third message. I'm going to end with the scriptures. Luke 10:2 says, then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out the laborers into his harvest. The next one is 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you, such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it.